Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
We spent the summer with Casey, really. He was here for a good chunk of it as we were counting down to the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
50th anniversary of some of those things. He was just a kid when he was broadcasting all that stuff.
He really was. I did get tired of him being in the corner of the studio smoking his cigarettes, though. Because that's how the old broadcasters did it.
It was a different time.
I know, but at least crack a window or something. Our 930 Knucklehead nominees, the couple that engaged in the cop car sex.
Well, yeah, they got busted, arrested, handcuffed, put in the back of the cop car, and then got in more trouble when the cop came back and they were completely naked going at it.
Then we got the woman on the train in China who dislocated her jaw. She could not close her mouth, and she was drooling profusely. Apparently, she was laughing. She laughed so hard at a joke or something or other that her mouth got locked open in the open position. And she could not. She couldn't close it. But our 930 Knucklehead winner, well, all we got to do is go down to Pierce County for today's winner. This is a guy who tried to rob a store using his finger as a gun.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Deputies called to a store just before midnight last Wednesday, told that there's a guy trying to rob the place. Well, when the cops arrived, they found that guy being held on the ground by a store employee. This guy told the store clerk that he had a gun in his hoodie, and then he kind of pointed it from under his hoodie.
How do you know? Are you going to gamble?
In the direction. And so the clerk, you know, could see something in there, so I said, all right, fine.
There's nothing in this store worth my life.
I'll give you the contents of my register. And while he was doing that, the robber made the mistake of taking his hand out of his hoodie, I guess to scratch himself or something, and then the clerk,
no, and that one, too, he points at something. Yeah. I want that, too.
The clerk.
Oh, wait a minute.
The clerk quickly realized, you got nothing, and tackled him.
So if you are the clerk, and you realize the guy has no weapon, do you jump over the counter and give him a beatdown?
Yeah, if you're bigger than he is, yes.
Or do you just say, get out of here?
It depends on the size of the guy and you know, how he's handling himself. Uh-huh. But if you're, if you're quite a bit bigger than him or older than him, like, you know, you're 40 years old and this is some 17-year-old punk. Yeah, I think you're going to do that. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.